20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 306 of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. My name is Andy Herman. Today, there's only one topic that I'm going to be touching on, and that, of course, is the passing of legendary Packers quarterback Bart Starr at the age of 85 years old. His family had the following statement today when the news came out. They stated that we are saddened to note the passing of our husband, father, grandfather, and friend, Bart Starr. He battled with courage and determination to transcend the serious stroke he suffered in September 2014, but his most recent illness was too much for him to overcome. While he may always be best known for his success as the Packers quarterback for 16 years, his true legacy will always be the respectful manner in which he treated every person he met, his humble demeanor, and his generous spirit. Our family wishes to thank the thousands of friends and fans who have enriched his life, and therefore our lives, for so many decades and especially during the past 5 years. Each letter, text, phone call, and personal visit inspired him and filled him with joy. His love for all of humanity is well known, and his affection toward the residents of Alabama and Wisconsin filled him with gratitude. He had hoped to make one last trip to Green Bay to watch the Packers this fall, but he shall forever be there in spirit. Starr, of course, was the Packers quarterback from 1956 to 1971 and the head coach of the Packers from 1975 to 1983. He was the 200th pick in the 17th round of the 1956 draft. Some of his accomplishments include being a five-time NFL champion, a two-time Super Bowl champion, MVP of Super Bowls 1 and 2, an NFL MVP. He made the All-Decade team for the 1960s, made four Pro Bowls, three All-Pro teams. He led the NFL four times in passer rating and completion percentage. He has the highest playoff passer rating of all time. He is a Packers Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and had many legendary moments, but none bigger than, of course, his quarterback sneak during the Ice Bowl. The truth is, I would love to tell you stories of Bart Starr's career as a player, as a coach, but the truth is, I was born in 1983 and obviously never got the chance to see Bart play or coach outside of the highlights that you all know by heart by now. So today I wanted to gather all of the amazing things that were said about Bart and bring some of those to you. Obviously, there was an outpouring of love and affection towards the man that was Bart Starr. And I'm not obviously going to be able to get to all of those today, but I wanted to read some ones that really stood out to me. Maybe, you know, the one that didn't have a comment was Aaron Rodgers, and I think it spoke volumes. He on Instagram posted some photos of him with Bart Starr, and he's been overly vocal and adamant about the impact that Bart Starr has had on his life, and I think his non-comment speaks volumes today. I can only imagine, the morning that Aaron Rodgers is going through as well. He and Bart Starr were very, very close, and I'm sure this is a very, very difficult time for him. So he took the time again on Instagram to post three photos of Starr, a couple of them with himself, and again, I think that in and of itself, no comment on Twitter, no comment on Instagram, but I think that in and of itself spoke volumes. Donald Driver posted and said, "I've lost an amazing friend. Bart was caring, loving, and a giving man. Words can't express my feelings about him. He showed me how to be a great person by the way he lived his life. He's always making others happy. You are my hero. Mommy Cherry, love you." NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said, "Bart Starr was one of the most genuine, sincere people I knew. He personified the values of our league as a football player, a family man, and a tireless philanthropist who cared deeply about helping at-risk kids. Above all, Bart was a wonderful human being who will be remembered for his kindness and compassion. On behalf of the entire NFL family and football fans all over the world, we send our heartfelt condolences to his wife Cherry, his family, and the Green Bay community." Brett Favre reached out and said, "Bart Starr was the most kind, thoughtful, and classiest person you could ever know. I consider myself extremely lucky to have called him friend and to have been mentioned in the same breath. Deanna and I are praying for Cherry and the Starr family." The Milwaukee Brewers tweeted and said, "Today we mourn the loss of a Packers legend. Rest in peace, Bart Starr." Wayne Larrivee said, "Seldom do your childhood sports heroes live up to their on-field legend and the pedestal you put them on when you finally meet them in person. Bart Starr, the human being, far exceeded his on-field accomplishments, and that says a lot about the man." Mark Schofield said, "When I was a kid, I collected quarterback jerseys. Had some really obscure ones. A Bobby Hebert one comes to mind. But out of all of them, one stayed with me through the years and is still hanging in my closet. A Packers number 15. Rest in peace, Bart Starr." Brian Baldinger said, "Bart Starr is a true legend. I can't tell you how many games in my backyard that I was trying to emulate you as a kid. Rest in peace." Mark Murphy, president of the Packers, said, "The Packers family was saddened today to learn of the passing of Bart Starr. A champion on and off the field, Bart epitomized class and was beloved by generations of Packer fans. A clutch player who led his team to 5 NFL titles, Bart could still fill Lambeau Field with electricity decades later during his many visits. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Cherry and the entire Starr family." Calais Campbell said, "I'm saddened to learn of the passing of Bart Starr. His legacy has touched many people, and I'm lucky to be one of those who is inspired by his spirit. Thank you for being the ultimate role model for professional athletes. Rest in heaven." Jim Nagy, "Football lost a legend today. Bart Starr, the best 17th round pick in NFL history. Tom Brady was drafted 199, and Starr was number 200. 6 Super Bowl MVPs between them. The Senior Bowl sends our condolences to the Starr family." Mike Leach, coach, said, "Bart Starr was one of my heroes. I had his picture hanging over my bed as a kid. He was a great example to me. Rest in peace." Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, "Saddened to hear the news that one of my idols, Bart Starr, has passed away. One of those great, rare players that was way better human being than football player. He touched so many and will be deeply missed. The world needs more like him." Will Blackman, former Packers cornerback, "Rest in peace to a true legend. When you play for the Packers, you are blessed to be around real football royalty. Mr. Bart Starr, the MVP of Super Bowl 1 and 2 is just that, royalty. Sending love and prayers to the Starr family as well as the Packers family. Go Pack, go." Rich Eisen, "Rest in peace to one of the greats, Bart Starr. Among being a stellar human, Starr's remarkable Packers career features one of the all-time unbeatable resume lines, MVP of Super Bowl 1 and Super Bowl 2. Former Packers tight end Tom Crabtree, "So sad to hear about the passing of Bart Starr. I had the honor of meeting him at the Lombardi Golf Classic in 2012. He was riding by on a golf cart, and I basically jumped in front of the cart to meet him. He was happy to stop to say hi and take a picture. I'll never forget it." Russell Wilson said, "You will be missed and forever remembered. I know how much you meant to the state of Wisconsin and NFL all over the world. Heaven just got another great quarterback." Mason Crosby said, "Bart Starr is a legend in so many ways. I am so sad to hear this news today. I remember first meeting him my rookie year at the Lombardi Golf Classic. He always had time for everyone and made everyone around him better. Praying for Cherry and their family on this sad day." The Hall of Fame president and CEO David Baker said, "The game has lost a true Hall of Famer, but we have all lost a truly great man. Bart Starr was an American icon whose legendary football career transformed Green Bay, Wisconsin into Titletown, USA. More importantly, he lived a life of character defined by his grace, poise, respect, and commitment. The Hall of Fame will forever keep his legacy alive to serve as an inspiration to future generations." The Chicago Bears tweeted, "Today we mourn with the rest of the football world. Our sincere condolences to the Packers and the Starr family." Fran Tarkenton, former Vikings quarterback, said, "Today is a sad day. Bart Starr was truly one of the greatest, both as a quarterback and as a man. He deserves so much of the credit for 5 Packers championships. Bart, you were a special player and a man, and you'll be greatly missed by all of us." Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway said, "Bart was a true gentleman, a great player, and a great pioneer for the NFL. He set a tremendous example for all quarterbacks to emulate. My thoughts are with Bart's wife, Cherry, and the entire Starr family." Troy Aikman said that Bart Starr was a true gentleman and one of the kindest people I knew. "I had elbow surgery following our 95 Super Bowl in Birmingham, and Bart made a visit to the hospital. To this day, not sure how he even knew I was there. Rest in peace, Bart." Lance Allen said, "I still remember Bart Starr throwing a football as part of his diligent rehab to return to Lambeau Field to honor Brett Favre on a special night. Here's to him throwing perfect spirals in heaven." John Kuhn, Packers fullback, said, "I only got to meet you a few times, but each time you reminded me of what an impact you can have by just being a good person. One of the nicest people I've been blessed to know and the epitome of what it means to be a professional athlete. Rest in peace, Bart Starr." Bart Winkler said, "My grandparents got this signed for me." He's pointing to a signed autograph picture. when I was an infant. They ran into Bart Starr at an airport, and he was gracious with his time. Have always hung on to this, but sadly never got the chance to meet him myself. He was the reason I wore 15 growing up. Rest in peace, Bart. Bill Michaels said, Bart Starr was not only a champion on the field, but he was what every man should aspire to be. Pure class. Rest in peace, Bart. Vince now has his starting quarterback back. Andrew Brandt said, always was struck at how kind Bart and Cherry Starr were when they came through our Packers offices. They wanted to know about each employee, no matter what level and what they did, and they never, ever wanted anyone to fuss over them. Such grace. Doug Farrar said, I interviewed Bart Starr twice over the phone very early in my career. I called him Mr. Starr as one would. At one point, he kindly said, son, you can call me Bart. I just couldn't. He was Mr. Starr. I had seen him do too many great things. Judy Batista said, legend doesn't do Bart Starr justice. His quarterback sneak to win the Ice Bowl in 1967 remains not only the greatest play in Packers history, but one of the greatest plays in the 100 years of the NFL. James Lofton said, Bart and his wife Cherry were like a second set of parents to me and my wife Beverly. So much more than a coach, a man of great faith, dignity, and integrity. I loved him and mourn his passing, but my life is so much richer. Rest in peace. These were a few of the many, many messages and outpouring of comments about Bart Starr today. And to be honest, it doesn't even begin to do Starr justice. His work off the field is as legendary as his work on the field. In 1965, he and his wife Cherry helped co-found the Rawhide Boys Ranch, a facility designed to help at-risk and troubled boys throughout the state of Wisconsin. Starr even donated his Corvette that he received as MVP of Super Bowl II to the Rawhide Boys Ranch to help kind of get it off the ground and to help in their cause. He and his wife Cherry helped start the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, which helped raise funds for cancer research and care in honor of Vince Lombardi. And they also launched the Starr Children's Fund within that cancer foundation to also help with the children who had pediatric cancer. The truth is, Bart Starr was a beloved figure. I'm always hesitant to use terms like hero or legend. We're all human, we all make mistakes, and I'm sure Bart Starr was no different. But the impact that Bart Starr had made on this world is that of legends and heroes. Today, the Green Bay Packers family lost its greatest member. More importantly, the world lost one of its best people. We could all learn from the way Starr composed himself and treated others, even with the fame and fortune that he had at his back. My comment today was simple and succinct. I said, rest in peace to the greatest Packer of all time. I'm heartbroken for the entire Packer family. Starr transcended sports and was a bigger hero off the field than on it, a legend in every sense of the word. Godspeed, Bart. I leave you today with no outro, no go Pack go, but ask today that you find a way to make an impact the way Bart did. Be better to people. Say something nice to someone. Do something Bart would have done. I'll be back tomorrow with a new episode, but until then, thank you, Bart, and may you rest in peace.